Here, the Department of Housing handed back almost a quarter of a billion euro from last year's budget, claiming it had exhausted all options to spend the cash. The Public Accounts Committee was told today by the department's General Secretary, Graham Doyle, that it surrendered 382 million in funds over the last 4 years. The Minister for Housing, meanwhile, has defended the government's performance on delivering new homes. Dara O'Brien told the Doyle that half of new homes bought last year were purchased by first-time buyers.
Last year, one in two new homes that were purchased were bought by first-time buyers, supported by the schemes that this government have brought forward. And I remind you of those schemes, the Help to Buy grant, which is €30,000 of people's own tax back in their pocket to help with the deposit, which you and your party oppose. And you said you'll scrap it, scrap the support to help them. The First Home Scheme, which has helped 1,700 households in less than a year actually buy their own home by the state stepping in and taking an equity between the finance they have and what they need.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Well, let's talk now to our political reporter, Tommy Mescal, who's in Ardhall studio. Tommy, this appearance by the General Secretary of the Department of Housing, Graham Dwyer, at the Public Accounts Committee today, giving an explanation for this very significant, it would seem, underspend.
That's right, Brian. He told members of the Public Accounts Committee today that the reasons for this underspend was due to the COVID-19 pandemic and also the war in Ukraine. These delayed projects, Brian, they caused an increase in the cost of building, and that can lead to delays. And he said that this was the primary reason for the underspend. Overall, as you said there, over the past 4 years, there's been a 382 million euro underspend that was returned to the department, or returned to the Exchequer, rather. But you might remember earlier this year, we also heard that over €1 billion in capital expenditure and housing went unspent over the past 3 years. The reason for the difference there is because the department can carry over 10% of its unspent budget, and this would have been availed of over the past few years, leaving us with that 382 million euro figure. The department now would point out that not all of this is linked to the building of houses. The department is also responsible for the likes of water services, planning and other local government services. And the intention remains, Brian, that the department will spend its full allocation for this year, 2023.
All right, well, that was the evidence from Graham Doyle. Separately then, representatives of the construction and housing sectors have been issuing a warning about this land value sharing charge which they're facing.
That's right. The aim of this proposed law is to clamp down on land speculation and land price inflation. So the concern is that when land is zoned residential, it results in a significant increase in the value of that land. And under this proposed law, landowners would have to pay a charge of up to 30% on the difference in the value of land before and after residential zoning. Now, it has received a cool reception, as we heard this morning at the Oireachtas Housing Committee. Representatives of the construction and housing sector warning that it could further reduce the viability of construction projects and actually add to the price of a home. The Construction Industry Federation, for example, saying it could add up to €35,000 to the price of a home. The government would say that the aim here of this measure is to boost housing supply, and then the revenues will be used to fund site enabling works like water infrastructure. I get the sense that the department is still intent on pushing ahead with some form of a charge, but this is pre-legislative scrutiny stage, so they'll see what the stakeholders have to say. They'll consider the outcome, and then the intention is to pass this bill by the latter half of this year.
Very good. Tommy Mescal at Leinster House, thank you for that.